From Tidbits on July 18th, 2011, this is Hey, You! Get Off of My iCloud! By Adam C. Angst. Despite rich moguls of iCloud, Dropbox, and Elastic Computing, a cloud primer, cloud computing remains a slippery concept for most people. I would bet that, if asked to provide examples of cloud-based services, most people would list sites like the online word processor Google Docs, the file-sharing site Dropbox, the myriad services provided by Zoho, the online project management site Basecamp, and so on. Even simpler publishing services like YouTube, Flickr, and Blogger might make the list. What all of these services have in common is they involve multiple people, either a small group that might collaborate on a document in Google Docs or a project in Basecamp, or a one-to-many publishing scenario with YouTube or Blogger. Obviously, there's nothing preventing an individual from using these services without involving other people, but for the most part, Dropbox syncing among devices is the primary counterexample, it's not really the point. Why bother writing alone in Google Docs instead of TextEdit if you're not planning on sharing the results in some way? There's little an online service can do better than a local application, unless the point is to share data. Several commenters aptly pointed out that generic online services are useful when you wish to be able to access your data from multiple different devices, some of which may not even be yours. This is, in fact, the entire point of Google's Chromebook. It's generic hardware that does nothing but run a web browser. Enter Apple's iCloud. Backed by a massive data center in North Carolina and introduced with much fanfare during last month's Worldwide Developer Conference, iCloud is unabashedly pushing Apple's vision of individual empowerment and giving up almost entirely on any sort of group collaboration or sharing of data. The sole exception appears to be calendar sharing, assuming that feature isn't lost in the transition from MobileMe. But don't just take my word for it. Look at the taglines Apple currently uses on the iCloud webpage. The new way to store and access your content. This is the cloud the way it should be, automatic and effortless. iCloud is seamlessly integrated into your app so you can access your content and all your devices. And iCloud stores your content and wirelessly pushes it to all your devices. Apple isn't even giving lip service to the concept that iCloud could be used to communicate or collaborate in a significant way with others. I'm disappointed in this since I use the Mac because it makes me more productive. And I collaborate with others because that also makes me more productive. In my ideal world, I'd be able to collaborate with my colleagues using best-of-class Mac software. But the reality of the situation is that Apple has never understood how people interact on the Internet. From iTools to .Mac to MobileMe to iWork.com, Apple has consistently failed. Remember iCards, which let you send custom greeting cards via the Internet? Gone. Homepage, which let you create websites using a simple online interface? Gone. .Mac groups, which let you share information with a small family or work groups. Gone. MobileMe Gallery, which was presented as an alternative to Flickr and Facebook photo sharing. Slated to disappear on June 30th, 2012. iWeb published websites on MobileMe? Gone next year, too. iDisk? On the MobileMe chopping block for 2012. iWork.com, which has been in beta since January 2009? Amazingly, it's still available, but I hadn't heard of anyone using it 9 months later, and nearly 2 years later, I remain shocked that Apple hasn't shuttered it. Ping? After a flurry of initial signups, all it seems to do is show what my friends buy, which is neither groundbreaking nor particularly interesting. In other words, Apple has tried to provide multi-user internet services over the years, but none has caught on in a big way, to the point where most are now ex-parrots, and those that remain are largely irrelevant. To a large extent, this result was a foregone conclusion, since the internet communication and collaboration services that have become wildly popular have all started with free options and evolved quickly. In contrast, most of what Apple has done has been behind the .Mac MobileMe paywall, which automatically limits the potential audience in a big way. To be fair, Apple has probably earned non-trivial amounts of money from all those .Mac and MobileMe subscriptions, while even successful internet startups have scraped by on venture capital en route to a business model. At the same time, few of Apple's multi-user internet services have been any good, and some, like iWork.com, have been laughably bad. There are undoubtedly multiple reasons for this, such as the fact that making any given service good wasn't a matter of survival for Apple. Also, the company's user interface design experience is all focused on the individual, not the group. My guess, and it's just a guess, is that Apple has realized that multi-user internet services aren't the company's strong suit, and they've intentionally focused iCloud on providing a data conduit for apps running on multiple devices owned by a single individual. That's certainly Apple's prerogative, and it's likely that iCloud will solve a particular set of data synchronization problems that have long caused headaches for developers. Assuming, of course, that iCloud synchronization works better than MobileMe calendar and contact synchronization has, historically speaking. Nonetheless, at least as I understand what iCloud will make available to developers initially, we won't be seeing iCloud-enabled apps that let us share data beyond calendar events and contacts with one another, or collaborate in real time, or publish anything for the world to see. That may be simply out of scope for what Apple is hoping to achieve, but I remain disappointed. To my mind, what's interesting about the Internet is how it brings people together, whereas Apple sees the Internet, and iCloud in particular, as just a snazzy virtual cable that connects particular apps on an individual's various devices. Here's hoping that changes as iCloud evolves. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Dolly Drive, Econ Technologies, and Global Delight. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Adam Enks, and we'll see what happens with iCloud. Right now, it's a little hard to tell what it's going to be, but initial indications are that we're really just getting this virtual cable. Hopefully, Apple will go beyond that if it's successful.